You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I'm with Tommy Fury, still unbeaten against now 2-1 Jordan Grant, who made it scrappy at times tonight. You've been self-critical since you come out of that fight, but a lot of people thought you boxed well tonight. Why are you so critical on yourself, Tommy?
Because I know what I'm doing in the gym. I know what I'm doing outside of the ring, you know, underneath the lights. But like I said just before, you know, you can do that as much as you want. Ring time is ring time. Underneath them lights is a completely different thing. And that's just what I need to learn, but I feel like I'm doing well. You know, I had a big crowd there tonight, I coped with that well. I kept my head switched on, boxed a bit. You know, Jordan Grant was a good game kid, and that's just the way it is. You know, I'm limited on experience. And when you've got a game kid there who's dying to win, you know, it makes it awkward against anybody.
I think you make a good point there. I think your other fights, it kind of felt a little bit flat at times where you could set things up and get that big knockout. But he was coming at you, and it felt there was a lot of energy in that ring. That was a good experience for you, wasn't that, Tommy?
Yeah, definitely. Listen, he was coming to keep his own, wasn't he? At the end of the day, he was undefeated, like me. But when somebody's in there and you've got them dying to win, even at world level, when you've got, you know, someone in the opposite corner who's raring to win, it'll be an hard night's work for anybody. But at the end of the day, we've just got to keep learning like we are doing, and we'll go again. That's the whole part of boxing. You know, you get in the ring, you get back in the gym, and you go again, you keep on proving, and that's what I'm just doing.
Obviously, the crowd were very loud as well, which added to the energy in the ring. Gave you a bit of stick, Tommy. Were you a little bit surprised about that?
I mean, no, at the end of the day, I get stick every single day of my life, you know. I don't think anybody really has got a great comment to say about me. They're all saying one thing or another, but it is what it is. I love the fans, and if it wasn't for them, boxing wouldn't really be as good as it is. You know, punch each other in the head with no one there, it's no good, is it? But, you know, I thank everyone for turning out. I hope they enjoyed the night. And, yeah, I hope everyone has a good weekend. God bless.
What did your team and your dad say afterwards?
Yeah, I mean, I've not had a chance to speak to my dad yet. You know, we'll go back to the drawing board. We'll assess, we'll look at it, and we'll see where we went wrong. But I know in my own head where I've gone wrong, and I know what I need to do for next time.
Tommy, I didn't ask you during fight week because I didn't want to kind of talk about it, but Marcellus Wilder went on Instagram yesterday and said, let's get a fight on both your brother's undercards. Thoughts?
You know, it is what it is. It's a great match. It makes sense. Let's get it on. At the end of the day, what people's, you know, misunderstanding, I've got heart to burn, a pair of balls to burn, and I know he hasn't at the end of the day. But, you know, the quick to sharp calling everyone out. Everyone's calling me out. Who doesn't want to fight me? You know, so it's all about moving in the right direction. But him, again, he's a slap of the backhand, isn't he? He's no good anyway. So it is what it is. Whatever fight my dad picks next is where he will be going, because my dad's in charge of my career, nobody else, and I trust him with everything. So, yeah, it is what it is.
It seems like around your name there's a lot of talking but not much fighting with other people.
Yeah, exactly. It's all back and forth over media shit. You know what I mean? It is what it is. Everyone wants to talk and type tweets and send videos, but when it's there in person, nobody wants to do a thing. You know, so let them keep talking. I've got actual things to attend to. I want to keep getting better and better, and that's it.
John, what did you think of his performance tonight? He's being a bit self-critical, John.
I'll tell him when it's wrong. He's learnt more from that than the other five put together. You had a kid come to fight. I knew he was a good game lad, but I want him to ask questions, and that's what he did. Kid come and asked a few questions. He took a few shots. You know, and that kid, he was a strong lad. He was a cruiserweight lad. You know, he's 13 and a half stone, and he was in shape, that kid, because he had to be to take them shots. But Tommy had him in a bit of trouble here and there. I was happy with it. He settled down. The first round was horrendous because the crowd was saying, shouting obscenities as he's walking to the ring. You heard it yourself, which is not nice. He's 22, and they never showed him any respect at all tonight. It half put him off the job. It took him a round to settle into it, because when you hear stuff like that coming to a ring, which is absolutely diabolical, he's trying to get a living, he's trying to do the best he can to entertain the people, and they're coming out with rubbish like that. But let me tell you something. All those people think getting in the ring's easy, get a pair of boxing gloves on. This kid's learning every time he goes in there. 10 junior bouts. He's just come out of America with Tyson, jumping off big million-pound yachts into the sea, getting to bed at 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning, and he still comes and boxes like that. Again, a good game kid. What do they want? You know, we were very nearly not boxing. Ben Thomas, who was fighting there before from Bolton, he pulled out on Monday, was left with no opponent. Taking people like this, but it's okay, then we'll take this kid. And fair play to the Scottish lad. He come and did his country proud. He took some heavy shots and he still wouldn't go because he's a proud lad. You can't knock them all out. Mike Tyson never knocked everybody out. You know, it's a learning curve. He's got a lot to do. He's still very raw, still very novice-y. But we'll get it right. A win's a win. As long as you get the W, forget the crowd, forget the comments. I ain't interested in them. They're not entities. This kid will end up getting there, because let me tell you something. He knows what he's done wrong. Won't happen again. Even that's a learning curve here, isn't it? Won't happen again. We've had 10 days to train, because he come back jet lagged to death. You know, he's only back 10 days. It takes 10 days to get a jet lag off you. And I can see it in the ring there. But listen, plus points. He used uppercut well. Lovely jab. He got a bit giddy with the right hand. He didn't set it up. He was just letting the right hand fly, not really placing it properly. But that's due to settlement and getting down to the business properly. But when he gets everything else right, when he gets in that ring and knows how to keep his composure a bit better, place the right hand properly. He was fainting with a jab. What I said was faint with a jab, touching him with the right hand. But the right hand was going, but it weren't going well. You know, but listen, mistakes are made, isn't it? So that's what it's about, learning. He's at a learning curve in his life. This is what it's about, learning. And he's learning every day. And he has learnt more from that than anything else. Because he knows now that people come to fight, which he knew that anyway. But listen, people will criticise it. No matter what you do, you can't please the Joe public. They're your friend today and they'll hate you tomorrow. You know, do I care? No. We're straight talkers here. He's learning his game. Very proud of your son. You've done what you had to do. You showed some good composure. And the longer the fight went, the better it got. You could have done with six rounds, couldn't you?
Yeah, six rounds.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
So that's what more do you want to say? He's a kid. Stop getting on him. But I tell you, let me say this about Jake Paul. I had it Jake Paul in the back of my hand on a 56-year-old. This kid will murder Jake Paul. He'd be on a life sentence. He'd be on a murder charge when he fights Jake Paul. Because that kid there, Jake Paul, that kid had knocked Jake Paul out. Because these kids are fighters and Jake Paul ain't. And I'll tell Jake Paul that to his face. Because I'll be in Las Vegas when he fights him. If you want to fight, there's a slot there, 24th of July. If you want it, mate, grow some nuts. This kid will fight you. Don't worry about that. He steps away from nobody. But it's up to me to guide him, and I'll guide him right, because he's my son. I'm happy. More than happy that performance. Great stuff.
John, Tommy, thank you very much for coming to IFLTV. And well done on the win, all right?
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the IFLTV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.